Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first I want to tell you about this week's show. NASCAR's chase for the Cup has narrowed the field in recent weeks, and it's driven some of the competitors to fisticuffs. Bill will talk with ESPN's Brant James about NASCAR's penultimate 2014 race. Also, a recent study suggests that shorter NBA refs make more calls. Sounds like a tall tale to me. Jim Boeheim discusses his 50 years with Syracuse, and belt sander racers convene for the last time for a final smoothing, if you will. Bill Littlefield is not a doctor, but he occasionally plays one on the radio. In his commentary this week, Bill expresses concern that Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo wants to play this weekend.
I've been reading that Tony Romo is optimistic about Sunday. I'm not. Tony Romo, who is a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, did not play last Sunday because of two transverse fractures in his back. He has said that if he can do what he needs to do to help his football team, he will play against the Jacksonville Jaguars when the Cowboys meet them in London. The critical variable is said to be Romo's ability to tolerate pain. Tony Romo's optimism was inspired in part by the 9-hour flight to London, which he said didn't hurt a bit. He was in a first-class seat, and nobody was jumping on him or trying to knock him down or even jostling him accidentally. I've been reading that a transverse fracture, of which Tony Romo has two, is a break in one of the bones that extend out from the spine towards such entities as the lungs, kidney, spleen, and liver, each of which can also be damaged when transverse fractures occur or reoccur. I guess it can be argued that if he plays with broken bones in his back, Tony Romo will be heroic. Perhaps it can also be argued that he'll be an idiot. The game itself, which will occur in Wembley Stadium, is part of the NFL's ongoing campaign to sell American football to the people in London. Perhaps the idea that Tony Romo might play with a broken back will lend a certain macabre suspense to the affair for the Brits. Given the various dark clouds under which the NFL has been operating in the U.S., perhaps the commissioner is exporting games each season in order to seed a new market. Maybe he's adopting the strategy of the tobacco companies that have increased their marketing throughout the world as the inclination to smoke has declined among citizens in the U.S. Or maybe it's like that new movie, Interstellar, where having made a complete hash of the Earth, the characters have to find a new place to live. Maybe the NFL thinks it's going to need London. Or maybe the league just wants to see more replica jerseys in evidence from South Kensington to Stratford. In any case, Tony Romo is optimistic about Sunday, and I suppose the NFL is as well, but I won't be unless Londoners stay away from Wembley until the next soccer game happens there.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.